Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to the Kal Shari Avram Ion HaParsha series. We are holding this week, Baruch Hashem, on Parshas Koirach. The Rambam brings in Mitzvah Pei, Marmoka number one, one of the mitzvahs that we have in this week's Parsha, a very precious, not so common, but when it happens, everybody gets very excited, mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Pei. He shetivonu liftois b'chor odom sheyitin hadam l'koyin. One has to redeem their firstborn son. If it was a natural delivery, if the mother or father isn't a koyin, isn't a levi, pu omer b'chor bonefa titein li. That is the mitzvah of pidyon ha-ben. We're going to jump right into the lumdis without any introduction with an amazing ketzos hachoshen. The ketzos hachoshen in Maramaka number 2, in Simon Reish Mem Gimel, in Ois Dalad, brings a fundamental machlekes between the Mefarshim. Whether a person can discharge and be yaitse his din of Pidyon HaBen, if the Kayin does not accept the payment. The Kayin is in a bad mood. He is not interested in accepting your money. Maybe he doesn't want to take it because he's in a rush, and you throw the money at the Kayin and you give it to him against his will. What's the halacha? Have I now fulfilled my mitzvah opinion of Ben, or have I not? Says the Ketzos HaChoshen, it's a machlokes between the Mefarshim. Taisvis, explained by the Atzmus Yosef at the top of the Maramokum, says, Im nosen l'koyin chamisha sloyim, malonoi b'yedias koyin kevin shekvar nosen l'koyin chamisha sloyim, v'nira. The kevon sha'akoyin hu odin b'chorze im ein la yediya b'shivay hadamim ein b'noi padei b'tzorf das. K'moy ha'isha sh'tzricha leida shir ha'kedushin. The same way a woman has to accept and agree and have knowledge of the kinyan by kedushin, so too does the koyin similarly have to have das, have to have acquiescence, has to agree to the pidyon of the b'chor. However, he brings from the prichadash, he brings from the drisha, I disagree with this shita of Tosfos as explained by the Atzmus Yosef. However, the Prichadash says, "Gai pidyon chamei shloim da filu ba korfach mahani, v'chein de haloi odef me balchoyv de piroin ba korfach shmei piroin, ubedrisha b'yeridea kose b'ha, d'nei hagen achshav liftois, kaz ein sarif daitos." A machloikis, we call it Tosfos and the Prichadash. Is one able to redeem his firstborn son from a kayin against the will, or without the das of the Kayin? Tosfos says, no. Says the Prichadash, yes. What is the crux? What is the heart? What is the understanding? The Yisoid HaMachlokes. So the Afrainim clear a very beautiful Chakira, and today we're going to be Mikayim, both base Lakewood and base Brisk. Reb Schneer, in Maramoka number 3, in his Sefer, brings a chakira that is fundamental, that is essential to the shaila of Pidyon HaBen. Says Reb Schneer like this, this is in Siach Erev, in Minchas Chinuch, in Simen Mem, in Ois Beis. Akati yesh l'ayin. Ichiyav ha-pidyon hu choyv mamon ba'alma. Is Pidyon HaBen just a debt? It's just a choyv, like any other choyv, like any other debt that a father has to the koyin. Or maybe it's much more than just a debt. It's not just debt service. It's not just a debt payment. Rather, it's an act of redemption. It is a classic normative transaction like any other monetary transaction and redemption in the Torah. Oy, the Yisoid hath thi of moment. Just to pay up the debt. Or it is an act of redemption, a normative transaction. If you look at Reb Chiel Michel in Beferis and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Maamraka number 4, he has the same chakira. How do we understand what we are doing when we are performing Pidyon HaBen? The nechleku harama v'hagra im ika b'pidyon haben gam chalois pidyon, is it an act of redemption, a transaction like any other monetary transaction where two parties are involved, and both of their knowledges have to be present? Or it's just paying up a debt which does not require the knowledge of the person who is getting paid up. So says the Achronim, Reb Shneur, Reb Chiel Michel, and many others, that's the Chakira by Pidyon HaBen. Is it a normative transaction like any other kinyan, and here it's just a redemption, or it's just paying up a debt? And they explain the Machlekes, which is really what we're speaking about now, between Taisvis and the Prichadash, along this line. We know one can pay up a debt bal korcha. You don't need the acquiescence of the bank to pay up a debt. As long as you give the bank the money, they can say, I don't want it, I don't have das to be kind it, it doesn't make a difference. Prius bafoiv is chal bar korcha. However, if this is a bilateral transaction where both the paida and the nifta are involved like every other kaina and makna, so of course, if one of the two parties does not want to transact, well, the entire transaction falls away. So that's where we're going to explain the chakira in the understanding of the machlokes, whether it works bal korcha. Is it what we'll call a normative transaction and redemption, or is it just a debt service, a debt payment? One nafkamin is going to be bar korcha shel koyin. There's at least two more nafkaminas that fit along this ladder of the chakira. If you look at the Kovet Shi'urim Rabbi Chonon in Bava Basra, in Tof Pei Ches, Maramaka number 5, he brings a machlokes. Does mechila work? Let's say the koyin doesn't want to take the money. He's in a generous mood. He says, "Ach, I forgive you. You don't have to give me the chamisha sloyim. Is my son now redeemed if the koyin is meichel, he forgives the chamisha sloyim?" So Rabbi Chanan says it's tully in this chakira as well. If it's just a debt that the father owes the koyin, so now that the koyin has been meichel, he has forgiven the debt, so now he has discharged his obligation, and the son now, ipso facto, is going to be redeemed. However, if you learn this is fundamentally a redemption, fundamentally a normative transaction, where something has to go from person A to person B has to receive it and agree that he's taking this in lieu of the redemption, so says Rabbi Chanan, L'Oira Mechila is not going to work, because Mechila is not a transaction, it's just a forgiving of the debt. So one nafkamina can be done against the will of the Kayin, another nafkamina can one fulfill his din of pidyon with Mechila. There's at least a third nafkamina brought in the Sefer Pidyon HaBen Kahalacha in Perek Hay in Ois Dalet. Can one give the money that he's redeeming his child with to Kayin Katan? We know a Katan midyaraisa cannot be Kayinah. What about to a Kayin Katan? So he brings Yesh Matirim, Liftais HaBen Gam Eitzo Kayin Katan, Maramaka number 6. Achronim explain it's the same exact chakira, two sides of the ladder. If you learn it's just paying up a debt, so one can even pay up a debt to a katan, because as long as the katan now has the money, one's obligation has been discharged. You don't need das, you don't need the knowledge of the recipient by a debt payment. So it can work by korfai, it can work by mechila, and it can work by a katan. However, if you learn this is a normative transaction and it is a bilateral involvement of both parties, so of course a katan cannot be privy to that transaction because he's lacking das. And that would be the tzad that a gadol exclusively can be the kayin who's involved in the redemption. So to summarize, we have a fakira. Is pidyon haben a normative transaction and redemption, where you need the das, the knowledge, the acquiescence of both parties? Or is it just much more basic and simple? It is just a debt payment, the Torah placed upon the father of the boy, a debt obligation to the koyin. Nafkamina, does it work bal korcha? If it's a debt service, yes. If it's normative transaction, of course not. Second nafkamina, what's going to be if there's mechila, if it's just a forgiveness? If it's a debt, of course, we know debts can be forgiven, they can be nimchal. But you can't transact with mechila. Mechila would not work. And lastly, there's going to be a gadol exclusively. If it's a transaction, yes. But if it's a debt service, if it's a mechila, then even a kata. Let's go to another nakuda in Pidyon HaBen, which is really a very important shas topic, and therefore it's worth it for us to cover it today. Maramaka number 7 is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim in Yud Aleph Yud Tes says a very important halacha. Let's say we have a suffix. Did I or did I not fulfill my obligation of Pidyon HaBen? Says the Rambam, Sofik Pidyon HaBen is Lahakel, your potter. Mishu Sofik Imchai Pidyon Oiloi Hareza Potter Shamaitzim Mithavir Olivaraya. Tosfos applies the classic rule that we invoke in monetary cases that you cannot compel me to pay unless you have a proof. Sufik Mamon Lahakel. You cannot be mighty, bring out money from me without a definitive proof. So Titus Memela, the coin can cry all he wants that you owe him the money. You can tell him, I'm sorry, it's a suffix. That's in contradistinction to tzedakah. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Reishon Tes Hei, he says, Mishiyesh biyada ma'os v'mesupak imehem shal tzedakah, chayav yitin oisam tzedakah. If you have tzedakah money that you're unsure whether it should or should not be given to tzedakah, you must in fact give that money to tzedakah. Well, asks many of the achronim, I don't understand. Why don't we invoke the rule of hamitzim mechaveira olav haraya? The aniyim cannot prove that I owe the money. It's only a safek. And if in fact it's only a safek, why do we make me pay up, which fits more with the classic rule by mitzvahs, that safek d'oraisa is lechumra? Why don't we invoke the rule of Safik Mamon Lahakel Amitzim Mechaveir Olav Haraya? So what everyone probably sees what we're getting to is this is the intersection of Mamon and Mitzvah. Many times we have a Mitzvah that's also a Mamon, such as Pidyon HaBen, such as Tzedakah, many Matnas Aniyim, Matnas Kahuna, Chatzi Shekel. So we have two opposing principles when it comes to Mamon and Mitzvah. By Mamon, we do not compel the person to pay up Amitzim Mechaveir Olav Haraya. But by mitzvah, we do, we say, Safek deraisa lechumra. And that finally explain generally, which we're not going to go into every case, that in each one of the mitzvahs we're speaking about, we have to understand, is this fundamentally a monetary obligation that's secondarily also a mitzvah? Or is it primarily a mitzvah and the mammon is just secondary? If you look at Rabbi Chanan in Marmoka number 9, in Kavod Shiurim and Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, he's unsure by Pidyon HaBen, how do we define this? But he is bringing to light this yesod. Is Pidyon HaBen fundamentally a debt obligation? It's a monetary obligation. It's a mamon dika inyan, and the mitzvah is just secondary. Or is the mitzvah primary and the mamon is secondary? So the way we're going to say it right now, which is mashal from the Rambam, that's how many explain the Rambam, that by Pidyon HaBen, it's fundamentally a monetary din. Monetary dinim follow the rules of mamon, which is hamitzim mitzvah olav haraya, and tzedakah is fundamentally mitzvah, and therefore we say safek deraisa lechumra. So we're saying one nafkamina that Pidyon HaBen is fundamentally a mitzvah of mamon. It's mamon, and not fundamentally or primarily a mitzvah is safek. There's another beautiful nafkamina that's brought in a story that happened in Brisk, and we'll conclude with this nafkamina. In Brisk, there was once a Pidyon HaBen. There was a ceremony, and it took a very long time to get things going. I see late simchas is an old minhag in Klal Yisrael. And the shaila came that they had to daven mincha. So the question was, what comes first, mincha or Pidyon HaBen? And somebody in the crowd, Marmoka number 10, says like this, that he wanted to say, L'hakdim ospal lifnei ki mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, shrei tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir Kodim. A very good taina. Pidyon HaBen is very uncommon. Tefillah mincha is every single day. So, of course, mincha should precede Pidyon HaBen. And said Reb Shlomo Hyman, who was in the city in Brisk at the Pidyon HaBen, Dacha es dvorav al asar. On the spot, he rejected it. Hakla tadir shina tadir nemra legabe mitzvahs. Loi legabe chaybas ma'mainiyah. A guy can't say, I'll pay up my mortgage later because I have to daven first. No, mammon always comes first. And he explained, which is what we're saying right now, that fundamentally Pidyon HaBen is primarily a din in mamon. Mamon is how we define Pidyon HaBen, and the mitzvah is only secondary. And therefore, we do not apply the principle of tadir v'she'eino tadir, that's mitzvah to mitzvah. But mamon to mitzvah, so mamon is going to supersede. And he says this was said over to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim Brisker agreed as well. So we have the same yesod, the intersection of mamon and mitzvah, what's primary, what's secondary. We're saying now from Reb Shlomo Hyman, from Reb Chaim, that when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, primarily it's mamon and secondarily is going to be the mitzvah. And therefore you follow the rules of mamon, which is a mitzvah olav haraya, and you're not to the principle of tadir v'sheinu tadir, because it's not mitzvah to mitzvah, it's mamon to mitzvah. So today we covered so many of the gilui achronim just on one mitzvah in this week's parsha. We had a ketzos, we had a Rav Shneur Cutler, we had a Rav Yechiel Miffel, we had two Rav Fanans, we had a Rav Shlomo Hyman, and we had a Rav Chaim Brisker, all just from one mitzvah in this week's parsha. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.